Welcome to Osteopathy Unplugged. I'm Steve Paulus Dio.
And I'm Bonnie Gintis Dio. We're American osteopathic physicians, and we're a married couple devoted to the practice and the study of osteopathic medicine. We developed Osteopathy Unplugged out of our passion for osteopathy and the recognition that our profession needs a more intimate conversation about who we are and what we do.
Join us as we sit in conversation, talking about the inner and outer workings of osteopathy.
Welcome to episode 35, Having a Bad Day at the Office? Today, let's talk about a topic hardly anyone ever discusses in any brand of clinical practice. What if you're having a bad day for any reason, like illness, injury, or emotional upset, and you still need to see patients? I found that some people are uncomfortable discussing their struggles, especially their inner struggles. For me, this discomfort is a sign that I'm at one of my growing edges. Something that I resist or something that's unknown or seems challenging is often a territory of discovery. So let's dive into how we deal with not feeling our best and still having to show up and care for others. I love to talk about things that challenge me. I think of these dark corners of my personality and my coping strategies as shadows. And what's the best way to eliminate a shadow? Shine a light on it. That's what we hope to do in this episode. Steve and I are going to discuss our experiences from our office-based clinical practices. Combined, we have nearly 70 years of osteopathic experience, most of that in an office environment in private practice. Okay, Steve, why don't you start the conversation?
Okay, let's talk about it. The it in question is loosely based upon a song by The Clash, an 80s British punk band. Should I stay or should I go? Specifically, should we cancel office hours or must we persevere and carry on? In other words, should I stay and see patients or should I cancel and go home? Let me give you a few what-ifs. What if you didn't sleep well the night before? What if your child was up sick all night and you needed to be awake caring for them? What if you're just recovering from a cold and are no longer infectious, but also not functioning at 100%? You already missed 2 days of work and your schedule is crazy and you just don't feel up to going into work, but you run your own business, you're self-employed, and you don't have any paid sick days.
I'm thinking about the 2 weeks each year when I suffer from pollen allergies. My allergy season is just beginning as we're working on this episode. I wake up every day and I have to ask myself the question, am I coming down with a cold or is this just the beginning of my allergies? When I was in private practice, it was a much more complex question. The stakes were much higher. If I decided it wasn't a good idea for me to see patients on one of those days, and I ended up being wrong. In the case of these early spring allergies, I don't always see the blooming flowers of the thing I'm reacting to. It can be a difficult choice.
Yeah, you allergy folks always have that difficult pivot point to trying to determine whether something is an allergy and non-infectious or the beginning of a cold. I'm glad I'm not in your situation.
Yeah, and every year it hits at a slightly different time.
It's unpredictable.
Right, it is. And
okay, let's go back to being sick and other what-ifs. Okay. In medical and osteopathic practices in 2025, you would have the option, at the very least, to perform a rapid COVID and influenza A and B test to help narrow down your options to determine whether you have a documented infectious disease or an undocumented infectious disease illness. On that theme, what if you have a very mild cold and not allergies, and you tested negative with rapid testing for influenza A and B and COVID? Or, on the other hand, what if you sprained your ankle and are using crutches? What if you had a fight with your spouse and are still under that cloud of negativity?
Oh, that never happens.
Of course not. Or worse, what if you did get in a car accident on the way to work? The what-ifs could go on and on. Bon, do you have any other what-ifs?
Oh my God, the pool of potential what-ifs is infinitely deep. But here, let's just talk about some common ones. You could have car trouble, like a dead battery or a flat tire, and run late getting to the office. And for osteopaths who are also parents, there are all the issues that can come up unexpectedly with kids. They could become suddenly sick, have a bad fall and need attention, or be upset about something that needs attention in the moment, just as you need to leave to get to the office on time.
I can remember bringing my kids to work on days that they were sick. Remember in our office in Santa Cruz, we had a break room, and I would create a little bed for them in the corner of the kitchen on the floor, let them sleep, bring them some coloring books, offer a video for them to watch on a laptop, and check up on them in between patients. That worked really well. One of us didn't have to skip work that day to stay home with a sick child.
And of course, you and I treated them with osteopathic manipulation several times a day when they were right there with us in the office. That really helped a lot.
Well, and when they were sick, we treated them frequently with osteopathic manipulation, and I think it kept their overall infectious load considerably lower. They missed less school.
Right.
They were happier. They were healthier.
Right. They hardly got sick. They were
really
never on antibiotics.
Rarely.
Yeah. Okay. Here's some other ifs. As you're walking out the door, you might realize that you've forgotten your lunch. Do you go back and pack a lunch and risk being late? Or do you go to work and have to get through the day without any food? That means you're hungry at midday and beyond.
I know you're presenting a simple problem, but it's a really great point. I personally don't like to get hungry during my workday, especially if I'm doing cranial osteopathic treatments where I'm at the head of the table. My stomach is close to the patient's ears, and they can hear my stomach rumbling if I'm hungry. So I keep emergency food at the office just for this purpose. I don't like to get hungry, and at the same time, I don't like to overeat while at the office. During my workday, I like to run a little lean with respect to food, but not in deprivation mode.
So here are a few more what-ifs. What if you've hurt yourself, like strained your back, and it's hard to be, you know, leaning over a treatment table treating other people all day? Do you cancel your patients and get help? Do you call your own osteopath for an emergency treatment? Do you stay home and rest? And what do you do if you have a condition that involves chronic pain or chronic recurring episodic pain? How does that factor into the decision to cancel patients or not?
These are all great questions, and we could spend hours talking about each one.
The episode you've been listening to just faded out because you are not yet a subscriber to Osteopathy Unplugged. Please visit patreon.com/osteopathyunplugged and become a subscriber in order to have full access to the rest of this episode as well as the complete collection.
We have created a set of foundational episodes that will be available for free for everyone. These teachings provide an introduction to osteopathic clinical philosophy. However, the full versions of all episodes are only available through Patreon. Access Patreon through their app or through a browser page. Thank you for listening to Osteopathy Unplugged.
And thank you for your interest in the osteopathic experience.
Until next time, be well, listen deeply, and stay curious.